First, though, persistence pays off, is what the old saying says, but it hasn't quite yet for the Department of Veterans Affairs, at least in one area. They've tried twice to fix the way they take care of reusable medical equipment, and the Government Accountability Office is still finding some problems. Randall Williamson is the Director of Healthcare Issues at GAO. He's here to talk about going over the same thing twice and getting the same result. Randall, thank you for being on the program today. I appreciate the chance to talk to you about this.
It's a pleasure, Francis.
I think the broader issue, some of the things that you've taken up in this report are rather proprietary to VA, but the broader issue here is you looked at this issue once, and tell me if I'm wrong about any of this. You looked at this issue once, you found some problems, VA went back and tried to fix it, you looked at it again and found some of the same things cropping up again. Is that correct?
Well, we actually only looked at it once, but I think the Office of Inspector General, VA Inspector General, has looked it up multiple times, and they found that, yes, the same issues are cropping up again and again. We went in after them, and we found virtually the same thing.
This particular instance has to do with reusable medical equipment, the way that people in VA are trained to prepare that equipment to be used again so that veterans stay safe, so that there are no contaminants, disinfected and sterilized and all that. We have the full report linked up at federalnewsradio.com. But talk about what you're finding that the IG also found, and maybe what weaknesses there were in VA's responses to the original recommendations, and then what you're asking them to take up again to get it done this time.
Okay, there were basically, Francis, there were basically three things that we focused in on. One dealt with the purchasing of RME, and we found that purchasing procedures in a number of facilities were not being followed. The most egregious was at Palo Alto, where because they didn't follow purchasing protocols, the wrong part was ordered for a dialysis machine. It was used in treating veterans, and 82 veterans were exposed to infectious diseases such as HIV and hepatitis B and C. Another issue involved actually tracking of reusable medical equipment. And here the problem was that in Miami, for example, they didn't have a good handle on what they had, a complete handle on what they had in terms of reusable medical equipment. And why this is important, if a patient safety alert is issued, like it was on this particular piece of equipment used in colonoscopies, you don't know it. You don't know that you have it, and you use it, as was the case in Miami, and you expose veterans to infectious diseases. In this particular case, there were about 2,500 veterans exposed to infectious diseases. The other thing we found, the third area, actually was brought to light by a situation in St. Louis, where training the employees that cleaned this equipment were not properly trained, and so in the dental lab, they weren't cleaning dental instruments as they should have, and exposed about 1,800 veterans to infectious diseases.
A lot of these issues that we talk about, that I talk about with you and with other folks from GAO, a lot of them are money issues. A lot of them are just management issues, but they're not life and death issues. When the phrase infectious diseases comes in, mm-hmm. It becomes a life and death issue. What is your sense of an effective way that not just VA, but any of the healthcare organizations within federal agencies can really get a hand on this kind of training and on this kind of education amongst their staffs to make sure that these people are doing this stuff right?
Right. And one of the big problems we found with the training was that protocols, which are step-by-step procedures for that technicians use to clean this equipment, were not in place. And so in St. Louis, for example, when we went in last fall, we found that they did not have training protocols in place for 80% of the RME. So having good training protocols is extremely important. The other is oversight. There needs to be oversight both at the local level and at VA headquarters to identify and analyze problems as they come in to see if they've complied, if the locals have complied, or just from a risk management standpoint to look at those things that are important that they should focus on.
If I'm looking at this report, which I hope people do at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I'm looking at the issues that VA found itself in, and I'm reading your recommendations, and I run a similar kind of organization somewhere, no matter at what level, whether I'm overseeing just a couple of people or a pretty large unit, what do you want me to take away, Randall, on making sure that my organization's up to snuff when it comes to this kind of thing?
Well, I think I'll go back to the training and oversight and whatever. I think when we talk to VA about, we've identified problems, we've identified system weaknesses, what are you going to do about them? I think it's a mixed bag as far as what they've done. They have made some oversight, improvements, but they're not really analyzing the data they're getting from these inspection reports to really do it in depth, and that's, you know, very important.
That seems to go beyond the whole issue of the healthcare and the training and all of that too, because that implies that there's not even an infrastructure in place to be able to put into practice the recommendations that you or the IG has given them.
That's correct. And one of the other areas that was not very satisfying from our standpoint as far as the VA solution had to do with tracking, again, to know what's in your inventory in the event of a patient safety alert. VA told us at one point that they were going to implement a new inventory management process. We later found out that new system had been suspended, and so we don't see a solution that VA is working on in that regard.
Randall, there's a lot here, and as I said, we've got it posted up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about not just this report, but the implications it has for other managers across government.
Okay, thank you.
Randall Williamson is the Director of Healthcare Issues at GAO.